This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal requested opposition leader Deoba to end the parliament deadlock. Finance Minister presents economic survey in the House of Representatives meetings. And India Games arcade fire kills 27. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has urged the major opposition Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deoba to end the ongoing deadlock in the parliament. Prime Minister Dahal reached the residence of President Deoba and the two leaders met on one and with other NC leaders separately. In the meeting, PM Dahal urged NC President Deoba to initiate to resume the house business as it is being obstructed by the NC. The Nepali Congress has been demanding the parliamentary probe committee to investigate the cooperative fund embezzlement. Following the meeting, NC Deputy General Secretary Jeevan Pariyar said that Prime Minister was seriously making efforts to resume the house business and meet with the NC leaders for the same. He added that the meeting was fruitful regarding the agenda discussions. There is also scheduled to have a meeting of the major party senior leaders to resume the house business today. Finance Minister Barshaman Poon has presented the economic survey of the fiscal year 2080-81 in the House of Representatives meeting today. Minister Poon presented the economic survey despite the continuous obstruction by Nepali Congress parliamentarians in the House. Minister Poon said that overall picture and analysis of the economic, social and sectoral development and governance of federal, provincial and local government of the last fiscal year and 8 months of current fiscal year are included in the economic survey. Minister Poon added that despite of challenges in the industrial and production sectors, there is significant improvements in economic and social indicators, including the expansion of agriculture and service sectors, have created the expectation of rise in the economy by 3.9%. Minister Poon also expressed the expectation of rise in the investment capital by 2.8%. Also, the per capita income is expected to rise up to $1,456. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Rekha Sarma, has emphasized that the remaining part of the peace process should be completed as soon as possible. Addressing a program organized here on the occasion of the 22nd Krishnasen Ichuk Memorial Day, Minister Sarma, also a government spokesperson, said that the remaining part of the peace process should be completed as soon as possible through the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Minister Sarma also lauded the contribution of many individuals, including Lit Sen, to make the People's War a success. She emphasized that the contribution made by the freedom fighters, including Krishna Sen, should be recognized while taking pride in the fact that Nepal is a federal democratic republic. The inactivated polio vaccine IPV vaccination campaign against polio has started across the country today. Total of 1.46 million children are being vaccinated under the campaign. According to the head of Central Vaccination Campaign, Avian Gautam, the IPV vaccination campaign has been started in all the 77 districts of the country where the vaccine has been provided in the regular vaccination centers as well. Gautam said that children who missed regular polio vaccinations from 2073 to 75 years will be included in the vaccination campaign that will run until June 8. Although vaccination against polio started in Nepal from 2071, it could not take place between 2073 to 75 due to lack of IPV vaccine worldwide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 27 people have died in a massive fire at a games arcade in India. Flames and huge ball of smoke were seen rising into the sky at the building of Rajkot in the western state of Gujarat. There are fears more victims may still be trapped under the wreckage. Earlier, Rajkot police commissioner told BBC that 24 people had died, where several victims are reported to be children. According to authorities, the blaze broke out on Saturday afternoon when the arcade was packed with children and young people, which has now been brought under control. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel said that a special investigation team has been assigned. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he was extremely distressed by the fire in Rajkot and said his thoughts were with those who had lost loved ones. At least 11 people have died and many others wounded after Russian forces hit a supermarket in the northern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv with two glide bombs. A large fire was seen raging at the Epicenter K home improvement store on the northern outskirts of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over 200 people could have been inside the supermarket when it was attacked. On Sunday, Kharkiv Governor Oleh Sinbov said that the death toll has increased to 11. President Zelensky added that this strike on Kharkiv is another manifestation of Russian insanity. Mr. Zelensky reiterated that Ukraine needed to be able to defend itself and needed air defense system from Western allies. President Volodymyr Zelensky said 3,000 such bombs were dropped on the country in March alone. Authorities in the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul have confirmed 54 cases of the waterborne leptospirosis disease after the region experienced unprecedented floods in the month of April and May. Four others have died after contracting the illness, which is transmitted through water contaminated with infected animal urine like rats. According to the state's health department in the statement, as many as 800 suspected cases are currently being investigated. Many cities in the state are still underwater and conditions could see leptospirosis cases go up. The disease symptoms include fever, muscle ache and nausea followed by vomiting. The state's health department has warned residents that flood water may mix with sewage, leading to the transmission of disease like leptospirosis and hepatitis A. More than 165 people were killed in the floods and many others are still missing. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province, including hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western wind and local air in the country, including induced low pressure system from around UP of India. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal requested opposition leader Deoba to end parliament deadlock. Finance Minister presents economic survey in the House of Representatives meeting. And India Games arcade fire kills 27. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.